Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Jeff Quinn and we're going to talk about magic. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great and hope you are the same. And I know you are a very energetic, happy person because you get to meet lots of different people and especially lots of kids when you're giving library programs.
Absolutely. It's a whole lot of fun. It's really great to be able to do that.
And you're going to be doing that in Atlantic at the Public Library on next week, a week from today, on the 26th. And then I want to mention you'll be in Audubon that same afternoon at 2, and then you're going to Walnut the next day. So lots of folks in the area can come and see you, Jeff. And, you know, it's especially planned for kids at the libraries, but everybody's welcome.
Oh, absolutely. You know, magic is one of the few art forms that can be enjoyed by all ages and all ethnicities, all lifestyles, all everything, you know. So it's really a universal form of entertainment. So if any adults want to come, any parents, any grandparents want to come on over. You'll have fun too.
You bet. And as I understand, you also combine this with some music. And of course, the theme for most of the libraries this year, the program is Music Rocks. That's not right. Libraries Rock.
Libraries Rock.
Yes. So you've kind of brought that into your magic. Has music usually been a part of your performance or just magic?
Usually just magic. I haven't really used music in my show too much in the past, but every year I do try to do a brand new show for the libraries that corresponds with their summer reading program theme. And this year I thought, well, let's try adding some music. So I put some music on my sound system, and it's turned out really well. And I think everyone's going to be amazed with what happens. I had some really, really neat stuff this year.
Okay. Now, Jeff, when did you begin? You're entertaining, as I say, targeted at children, although it's for everybody. When did you start doing magic?
Well, gosh, I was first introduced to magic when I was, probably about 8 or 9 years old. There was this magic book in my school library that I would check out over and over and over again. In fact, I have made that book, a copy of that book, a piece of this year's show. So I show the kids the book that I had. It was Dunninger's Complete Encyclopedia of Magic. And I'm telling you, I spent more time reading that than I can imagine.
Did your parents kind of question you, or did you ever try some things and going, oh, that's not good?
Oh, sure. One of the things about performing magic, learning magic, is failure. No one's an expert right from the beginning, you know, and it takes a lot of trial and error. And even today, even though I've been doing this professionally for several years, you know, there's still some tricks that I think are going to be great, and then they just don't quite work out. So I either have to retool them and look at new ways of doing them, or put them on the shelf for later.
Okay. Do you try to teach some magic when you're doing these library programs?
Usually not. I do offer a magic class to libraries, too, and some go with it, some don't. But I have taught magic in the past, and it's really great because kids of all ages really enjoy learning magic.
Well, magic is I mean, the word magic. It you make your mind just kind of goes, how did he do that?
And, exactly.
And I'm sure some people ask you that, and going, if it's a really good magic trick, you're probably not going to tell them.
Well, I have my standard comeback. Someone says, how did you do that? I usually say, very well, thank you. And so I just kind of deflect a little bit and add some humor to it. But no, I can't divulge all of my secrets. But in a magic class, I do teach 4 or 5 different tricks to kids that are easy to do but still pretty amazing.
Sure. When you learn it, that's part of the magic. It is amazing.
Yeah.
So you travel mostly in the Midwest?
Primarily in the Midwest, but I do get out of the Midwest every now and then. Last year, I was very, very fortunate, had a chance to do a 10-day tour of England.
Oh.
So, that's probably about the foot of the side bin, but it was wonderful. It was very nice.
And do people react the same around the world?
Yes and no. some audiences are more open to applause or more open to oohs and ahs, and some are more, just because of the culture, very laid back, and they don't show their emotions quite as much as others.
Mm-hmm.
But magic really plays to everyone on some level.
Do you ever change, you've got a laid out program, do you ever change that when you're partway through because of the audience?
Sometimes I do, yeah. Sometimes I may think, you know what, this audience won't like this trick I have coming up, or the lighting in the room isn't appropriate for this trick, or some other factor. So I may substitute something else in,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when people come to the library, since we're talking about library programs here, do you have backdrops? What will people see? What should people expect when they come into the library?
Well, normally when I do a library show, I don't have a backdrop because I work in so many different libraries. Some you just don't have room for a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a couple of backdrops at home that are like 15 feet wide. And some of the smaller libraries, they just can't accommodate that. So normally I don't bring that. But I do have a sound system with me. And in this show, I have, I believe, 3 different tables that I set up. So it will fill a stage, but I can still condense it to a smaller area if, you know, I don't have the area to work with.
Mm-hmm. And do you do any?
I'm pretty flexible.
Well, that's probably good. As you travel all these different places, you never know what the situation is going to be, especially if you're going to a new place. Have you been to the Atlantic Public Library before?
I was just thinking about that, and I think I was there maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I believe I was, yeah.
Okay, but of course, in between, you've done lots of other libraries,
I know the
libraries get excited about putting these programs together because they can offer such a wide variety of kinds of things. Do you have any audience involvement?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's one of my cornerstones. I use a lot of volunteers. In this year's show, there's one piece I do where I get 8 people up from the audience to help out all at one time. So there's a chance to get up there on stage and have some fun.
Okay, so don't expect just to sit there and in your chair. You're going to get
involved.
If nothing else, you're going to applaud because they're going to be amazed. So
I certainly hope so.
Jeff, you are quite involved, as I understand, in some magicians organizations. You received some awards. Just talk a little bit about that part of your business a little bit.
Okay, sure. Well, I am very involved with the Society of American Magicians. It's the world's oldest and most prestigious magic organization, and I've been a member of the Society of American Magicians for just about 25 years now. And last year, I was so fortunate, so blessed, I was actually made president of the Society of American Magicians. I was the 100th president, which is quite an honor. And if you look back, it's just like a who's who of magicians that have been president. Number 11, I believe, was Harry Houdini.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm in very good company.
For sure.
And, and that was really quite an honor.
And so that probably keeps you kind of up to date, too. I'm guessing when you get together, you all talk about, okay, here's the newest thing, or here's, I don't know, resources. Surely you kind of do interneting about how can I be better?
Absolutely. It's all about learning. It's all about improving, And sharing some war stories, too.
Oh, sure. Here's what went wrong.
I'm sure
there are some of those. So, Jeff Quinn, who's a magician, going to be at our local libraries next Tuesday, a week from today, at 10 a.m. in the Atlantic Public Library, and then in Audubon at 2 p.m. on that same day on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday the 27th, you'll be in Walnut at 10:30.
That's right. I'm looking forward to all of them.
Okay, and everybody is invited. You don't even have to bring a kid, I think. You could come anyhow and just kind of sneak in.
If you're an adult, you want to sneak in.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jeff Quinn, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, I'm going to try to say what I saw on your website because, of course, Your website, we should mention, is bestlibrarymagician.com, or probably just put in Jeff Quinn, K-U-I-N-N. And you say, musical melodies and mystifying magic meticulously meshed to mesmerize magnificently.
Oh, a little alliteration right
yes,
there, huh?
Yes, you bet. Thanks, Jeff.